Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation, Baba Tahir, Khosha Imsho, Part 2. Salam Bahamigi, and welcome to part 2 of our discussion on Baba Tahir's Khosha Imsho. So as we mentioned in the introductory lesson, this is a very unique poem in that it uses a different dialect than the one we usually teach in Chai and Conversation. So we're going to go over the poem, but also learn how to say the words and phrases in the poem in everyday modern conversation. First, let's listen to my Aunt Farnaz recite the entire poem.
خوشا امشو که مهمون شمایم کبوتروار بر بوم شمایم ترش رویی مکن مهمون عزیزه خدا دونه که فرداشو کجایم.
All right, wonderful. So let's begin with the first line. خوشا امشو که مهمون شمایم. Let's begin with خوشا امشو. Repeat that after me. خوشا امشو. And as always, when I say a word, repeat it out loud after me. خوشا امشو. امشو means tonight. And again, this is with the Hamedani accent. With the Tehrani dialect, which is the version we speak here at Chai and Conversation, that becomes امشب. امشب. So shab is the word for night. And to say tonight, we say imshab. So shab, that's just night. Imshab, tonight. Imshab. And khusha means good time or happy. Khusha. And again, this is with the Hamedani dialect, so it's not really something that you hear in everyday conversation. We do use the word khush a lot, and that simply means happy or joyous, khush. So for instance, khushhal means happy, a happy mood, khushhal. So you can say, I am happy by saying khushhalam. So khusha imsho means what a happy night, or I am happy tonight, khusha imsho. And then, ke mehmune shumayum. So mehmun is such an important word in Persian. It means guest. Mehmun. And mehmune shuma means your guest. Shuma is the formal word for you. Shuma. So mehmune shuma is your guest in the formal sense. Mehmune shuma. And that e sound we hear between the two words, it's called the ezafe, and it shows that the mehmun belongs to shoma. So it's your guest. The guest belongs to you. Mehmune shoma. And again, the yom sound at the end is the Hamedani dialect, and it marks possession. It means I am your guest. Mehmune shoma yom. In Tehrani dialect, we would say mehmune shoma'am. And finally, the word ke means that. Ke. So khusha imsho ke mehmune shoma'yum altogether means what a happy night that I am your guest. So how happy the night is because I'm your guest. Let's repeat the full thing together. Khusha imsho که مهمون شمایم. And let's repeat the full sentence. I'll say the full sentence and then you repeat it after me. خوشا امشو که مهمون شمایم. Great. Next sentence. Kabutarvar barboom shomayum. So the word kabutar is a very common one. It's pigeon. Kabutar. And in Iranian culture, pigeons are not seen as kind of dirty animals the way they are in some places. They're common but sweet. Kabutar. And var means like. Var. And this is not a word you hear often in conversation, but we hear it in poetry a lot, and twice even in this poem. So kabutarvar simply means like a pigeon. Kabutarvar. Next, barbume shomayum. Bar is the word for on. Bar. And boom is the word for balcony. Boom. So now in the first sentence we had mehmune shomayum. Here we have barbume shomayum. So bume shoma means your balcony. Bume shoma. And barbume shomayum means I am on your balcony. Barbume shomayum. Now let's repeat the whole thing. Kabutarvar barbume shomayum. All right. Now let's hear my aunt Farnaz recite the last two lines.
Turoshui makon mehmun azize. Khoda done ke farda sho kojayum.
Okay, let's begin with that first line. Turoshui makon mehmun azize. Turoshui makon mehmun azize. So let's begin with Toroshrui, which Farnaz adds a syllable in there, Toroshrui, to make it rhyme, to make the rhyme and rhythm work. So let's pronounce it like that, Toroshrui. So ru means face, ru. And torsh means sour, torsh. So Toroshrui means having a sour face. And that is how it would be pronounced in conversation, torshrui. But as you can see, that's a little difficult to say, torshrui, and also it doesn't make sense with the syllables in the poem. So in this poem, it gets changed to torshrui. And makon means do not, makon. So in conversational Persian, this becomes nakon, nakon. So, makon versus nakon. So, toroshrui makon means don't make a sour face. Toroshrui makon. And this is just saying don't be grumpy. And then, mehmun azize. Mehmun, again, is the word for guest. Mehmun. And aziz is the word for dear. Aziz. So, mehmun azize means a guest is dear. Mehmun azize. So, don't be sour. Guests are dear. Toroshrui makon. Mehmun azize. And finally, khoda dune ke farda sho kojayum. So, khoda is the word for God. Khoda. And dune is the word for who knows. And dune is short for midune, which means knows. Midune. So khoda midune. God knows. Khoda midune. And this is used all the time in conversation. It doesn't necessarily have a religious connotation. Just like in English, we throw out there, God knows or Lord knows. It's not necessarily religious. It just is a saying. So, Khoda midune. So, God knows. Khoda dune. And then, farda is the word for tomorrow. Farda. And sho, as we learned before, is night. شو. So فردا شو, tomorrow night. فردا شو. And remember earlier we learned امشو, which means tonight. So امشو tonight, فردا شو tomorrow night. امشو and فردا شو. And just like in conversational Persian, امشو is actually امشب, فردا شو in today everyday Persian is فردا شب. فردا شب. Then کجایم. So first کجا is the word for where. کجا. And کجایم is the Hamadani accent version of کجام. That's how you would say it in modern conversational Persian. کجام. And in the Hamadani version of the poem, کجایم. And که, of course, we've learned before. In this context, it means that. که. So all together, خدا دونه که فردا شو کجایم. Literally would be translated to, God knows that tomorrow night where I am. So Lord knows where I'll be tomorrow night. Let's repeat all that together. خدا دونه که فردا شو کجایم. And again, let me repeat the full thing and you repeat the full thing after me. خدا دونه که فردا شو کجایم. So it's saying, enjoy this night because who knows what tomorrow will bring. So again, let's listen to the full poem read by my aunt.
خوشا امشو که مهمون شمایم, کبوتروار بر بوم شمایم. ترش رویی مکن مهمون عزیزه, خدا دونه که فردا شو کجایم.
So I absolutely love this poem. I love the imagery it evokes, the imagery of this guest perched on the balcony like a pigeon. I even love that it acknowledges that yes, sometimes guests can be an inconvenience. So as he's saying, don't be sour, don't be grumpy. Acknowledge that having a guest is a privilege. So I love the message of joy and community that in the end, who knows where we'll be, that the important thing is to enjoy this moment now that we have together. It reminds me of so many of the other poems we've learned. In fact, Khayyam's Khushbash is a great companion to this poem. We'll link to it in the show notes in case you haven't listened to that one already. As always, I'm so excited to hear your thoughts on the poem. We also ask that you memorize this poem and send us a video of yourself reciting it in a beautiful location. We'll have the link to where to do that on the show notes of this lesson. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, Khuda hafiz from Layla.